You go to any environmental group, any rally, and people know about WBAI. They go to these events because of WBAI. So WBAI is not a voice that can dare be silenced. We can't afford to have it silenced. It's way too important. Way too important. The information on WBAI is precious. And now we have Mayor Tillman on the air. Mayor Tillman, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Now, tell us where Dish Texas is.
Dish Texas is in north central Texas. It's about 25 miles due north of downtown Fort Worth.
Due north of Fort Worth?
Yes.
Denton County?
In Denton County, yes.
Now, is the slogan still Home of Happiness?
What's that?
The Home of Happiness?
Oh, yeah, I think we have plenty of happy people here, but we have plenty of reasons for concern as well.
And what are those?
It is our air quality.
Your air quality? We've been talking about water. What's with the air?
Well, we're home to free Dish Network satellite TV, but we're also home to a very massive natural gas compression station where they have a route of pipelines that come through the community here, and there's compressor stations along the way, and they have chosen this area to put a very massive natural gas compression station, and they do some treating as well, and this thing has been putting off a large amount of toxic emissions. And so that's caused us some great concern here.
How long have they been doing that?
They started in 2005, and the site has just continued to grow since then. Since then, there is a loophole in the law here in Texas that if you don't reach a certain emissions threshold, you don't have to go through an elaborate process to get a permit. They call it permit by rule. And under the permit by rule, you can have there is no limitations to how many of these sites they can put in right next to one another. So we actually have five separately permitted sites here. And, you know, individually, they all fall under the permit by rule. However, collectively, they're well above the permit by rule threshold. And so,
they do find their loopholes, don't they?
Yes, they do. And so that's caused us to have a lot of air issues here. The town of Dish actually spent about 15% of its budget for a comprehensive air study. And in that air study, we detected 16 toxins that were above affect screening levels, both short-term and long-term, and one of the toxins that we found was benzene at extremely high levels and carbon disulfide, which is a neurotoxin, at very high levels.
All wonderful things to cause cancer.
Yes, cancer, birth defects, learning disabilities in children, things like that.
Is the governor paying any attention to the people of Dish and other places in Texas that have had this?
The governor has said, for the state of Texas, has certainly made his position that he is very pro-industry, and so he's not real supportive of our cause here. He would rather see the industry thrive as opposed to the health of our citizens, I guess you might say.
Profits before people. It seems to be a common story. I mean, does he believe what's been happening to the people of Dish?
Well, I think that one of the problems that you have is that he doesn't come to me and he doesn't talk to me personally. I don't have access to him to show him everything that we have done here and the problems that we have. Mm. However, the folks in the oil and gas industry, they have immediate access to him.
Right.
So they get to go in and they get to show him their data. And they get to show him how great everything is and how everything that we've done here is wrong and flawed and things such as this. And so he makes his decisions based on half of the information or maybe inaccurate information. So that's kind of my perception of that.
So you have a bit of an uphill battle. So how is it that you happen to be coming up to New York? I've spent enough time in Texas to know that, I would think it'd be political suicide for a Texas mayor to come up to a Yankee state like New York.
Right. Well, this is a problem that has affected us very negatively here. And you guys are in a position to where maybe you could not have the negative impacts that we have had. And so if I can help in that process, I would gladly do that. This isn't a Yankee thing. This is we're all humans right. on Mother Earth here, and we need to take care of this. And I don't want to see your children sick any more than I want to see my children sick. And so I'm gonna come up there, and I'm gonna spend a week, and I'm gonna try and touch as many people as I can touch, yeah. and try and help you guys get ahead of this this boom that you're getting ready to have.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more people like you than there are not like you. It's just that the people who are like you don't get as much publicity as the people who aren't. Now, when are you going to be up in New York?
I will be arriving on the 15th, next Monday. And I will be spending an entire week there. I'll be leaving out on the 21st.
What counties will you be in? Or do you know yet?
Yes, there is a number of venues that I will be going to, and there will essentially be a different community every day.
Every day.
And, you know, there's some pretty wide areas up there to see, and most of it's going to be in upstate New York. However, I would like to come back and and see Pennsylvania and also the city. And I'm going to butcher up some of these names, and I just, because of the counties. I'm going to be in Cooperstown.
Ah, uh-huh.
Oneonta.
Oneonta?
Oneonta. Downsville. Binghamton.
Well, that's a lot of area you're covering right there.
Yeah, Narrowsburg. Susquehanna County, Pennsylvania.
Susquehanna. Right, we have all these Algonquin names here.
Right. Elmira and Calicoon will be the cities that I will
wow.
be visiting. And hopefully I can help answer a lot of questions. I think that one thing that I am not is I'm not anti-drilling. I'm not anti-industry. I just know that there is a lot of things that they could do a whole lot better than what they're doing it in Texas. And I hope that you take that into account in New York when they're writing all of these rules. And there's certainly places where this sort of activity should just be off limits. You know, there shouldn't be pipelines running through people's front yards carrying a explosive toxic substance at a high pressure that's unodorized. There's some common sense things that need to be implemented that we have not done well in Texas. And I hope that the folks in New York can take that into account when they're thinking about this stuff and maybe not have the severe negative impacts that we've had here.
I've always wondered why common sense is called that. It doesn't seem to be that common.
I'm sorry?
So I've always wondered why common sense is called that, because it's not very common.
Right. Yeah, it amazes me.
I mean, it's just... Well, again, you only need one person to say yes, and suddenly there's pipes and right-of-ways and roads and everything else.
Right, and like I'd said before, the industry has the lobbyists that get the access to the politicians, to the state elected officials who make these decisions, and they make a decision based on half of the story or an inaccurate half of the story. I don't think anybody would pass something knowing that they're going to be hurting their citizens, but they just don't have all of the information, and they're not as aggressive as, for example, I have been in going out and learning everything that I could learn about it.
Yeah, one good thing of a lobbyist, you know, they may have access to money, but they only have one vote, and 1,000 citizens have 1,000 votes.
Absolutely.
And I guess that's what we're dealing with here. It's dollars versus votes. And the education, of course, gets those votes going in the direction that we need. And so people like you who've experienced hydraulic fracturing have that information to teach us.
Yeah, and I hope that I can do that. I hope that I can help everybody get a clear picture of what's going to happen. At the end of the day, that's not my decision. Whether they want it or they don't want it is up to the people. But they need to make that decision with full disclosure. They need to make that decision with their eyes wide open, not their eyes wide shut.
And well, there certainly is a buzz being created by the Sierra Club. And I guess I should take this opportunity to thank Gusty Schwartz from the Sierra Club Atlantic Chapter and Christine Black from WBAI's news department for setting up this interview with you. Really glad you were able to come on, and I'm very glad that you're coming up here and letting people know what you've experienced, because experience is a teacher.
Yes, and if anybody would like to take a look at our air study, it's at www.townofdish.com. And you can go in there and you can read the air study in its entirety. We've done a health assessment on the effects of the air study. And so all of that data is up on our website.
Town of Dish. It's all one word.
Yep.
.com.
Yep.
And you've got a lawsuit coming up or something like that?
Well, no, there hasn't been any lawsuits filed by me personally or by the town. There's a number of folks in the community that are filing lawsuits.
Oh, okay, that's it. Because I read a little article from the Fort Worth newspaper about what was going on in and around Dish.
Right. Yeah. There has been a number of attorneys representing folks here, and we certainly have not ruled out that option from the municipal side. It feels as though we're almost forced into that. I would rather not do that, but if all else fails, we're going to get this cleaned up. And if we have to go that route to do that, then that's something that I'm willing to do.
Well, thank you very much for coming on to WBAI. And you're listening to Calvin Tillman, who's the mayor of Dish, Texas, who's coming to New York State Monday the 15th. That's this coming Monday. And we'll be speaking in a different location every day. I guess the best place to look for where you're going to be is the Sierra Club Atlantic Chapter's website.
Yes, that's probably correct. I haven't posted it up on the Dish website or anything as of yet, although I probably will post that up maybe later on this week. I'll post my schedule up to the Dish website.
Okay, so two places to look for it.
Yes, and I hope to see many of your listeners out on the roads in New York. Hopefully,
yeah,
I can help answer their questions.
Well, I know our signal goes 90 miles, but on the internet, it goes all over the place. I've gotten email from people from Texas listening to different shows I've done on air pollution. So they're out there, and I'm sure somebody will mention WBAI when they come up to you after your talk. So thank you very much, Mayor Tillman.
All right. Thank
you. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
We all need good luck. Yeah.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. And you're listening to WBAI, an Ecologic special for this membership drive. And we're looking for you to become a member of WBAI. I don't know how many different radio stations are going to have a mayor from Texas talking about the potential of what could happen in New York State. But you got him on WBAI live. So this is not part of a premium, because it just happened.